local and national news, sports and pop culture, with traffic and weather on the fives, and your texts. It's Pensacola, right now.
Hey, we're doing it one more time. Pensacola right now on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable. Hour three getting underway here. 6:11 here in Pensacola. Joe and Austin here with you. Austin taking the lead. Joe's got a bit of a cold that's doing him in quite a bit, but he's been a trooper this
evening.
That's
right. I'm a company man, Austin. I'm a man of the people. The people need their news.
Exactly. So very, very selfless. Be sure to salute Joe if you ever see him at the local Publix
or something. Not the one-finger salute that I normally get.
Yeah, not that one. Not the one that he gets after he brick checks somebody.
That's right.
The one that he gets when he's buying more cough drops. But let's see here, 6:12, we're going to get underway here with our top three stories, starting with the Israeli military is The Israeli military is flooding tunnels under Gaza with large amounts of water. The effort aims to keep the Palestinian militant group Hamas from using the estimated 350 miles of tunnels that they've built. The plan has drawn some criticism over potential dangers to nearly 130 hostages that are still held in Gaza and over damage to drinking water and sewage systems.
The White House identifying the group responsible for the attack in Jordan that killed three American troops.
The attack in Jordan was a planned resource and facilitated by an umbrella group called the Islamic Resistance in Iraq, which contains multiple groups, including Kitab Hezbollah.
And that is National Security Council spokesman John Kirby. He says the administration could pursue a tiered response in which the U.S. responds with multiple actions over time. President Biden has vowed to retaliate and said he has decided on that response. We just don't know what it'll be.
And the leaders of top social media companies are facing a grilling on Capitol Hill today. CEOs from Meta, TikTok, Snap, Discord, and X have faced accusations from senators that they're failing to protect children from sexual exploitation on their platforms.
Over the last 8 years, we've built more than 30 different tools, resources, and features that parents can set time limits for their teens using our apps, see who they're following, or if they report someone for bullying.
Mark Zuckerberg there even stood up and directly apologized to parents in attendance whose children had been harmed by social media.
Yeah, and also today's top local story involving the OLF 8 property. So Studio 850 reporting today a new offer letter has been submitted, which seems to address concerns with the previous offer. It was sent to Commissioner Stephen Barry. In the latest offer, developer Beulah Town Center LLC offers the county $20 million for 290 of the 500 acres of the property and an option to buy 110 more acreage that the county plans to retain for industrial and commercial development if it's not developed within 4 to 6 years. So that'll be interesting to see what comes of that. 6:15, traffic and weather together.
Thank you, Joe. This traffic and weather update is brought to you by Fresh from Florida. Meal planning is work, so let Fresh from Florida help. Learn what's in season and browse hundreds of recipes at freshfromflorida.com. Eat healthier with Fresh from Florida. There's sunshine in every bite. Let's see, looking at traffic here, there's not a ton to report on in Pensacola other than an accident on Pine Forest Road. If you're traveling towards Wild Lake Boulevard, that's right before you cross paths with I-10 and start traveling northbound towards West 9 Mile. We've got an accident there that's causing pretty heavy backups at this time. So if you're traveling on Pine Forest Road in that direction, be on the lookout for that. Outside of that, the rest of Pensacola is looking okay. Gulf Breeze Parkway is looking fine. Caroline Street's looking good. Navarre Parkway is still giving us a lot of issues if you're traveling westbound towards Highway 87. We got an accident report there that's still causing pretty heavy backups at this time.
All right. Also in our weather, meteorologist Alan Strum.
The weather tonight is cooling back down again a little bit, where overnight lows will be down in the 30s. We're going to start to see more cloud cover during the day on Thursday. High temperatures, mainly upper 50s. All right. Now ahead to the weekend. This is where things change. We've got a good chance for rain. At this point, it looks like the rain is going to be Saturday night into Sunday morning. Also look for windy weather as that rain moves through. I'm Chief Meteorologist Alan Strum with your WEAR News weather forecast.
All right. Thank you very much. It is 63 degrees currently, 41 high 30s, for the low overnight tonight. Partly sunny and around 60 on Thursday. A few more of our local headlines here today. Escaped work release inmate that we talked about late yesterday that caused a brief lockdown at Beulah Middle School, was taken into custody about an hour after escaping. That's 44-year-old Justin Thompson, who was able to work away from his work detail. So he is now back in Escambia County custody. Pensacola Mayor D.C. Reeves says Bruce Beach may be opening to the public sooner than we thought.
It's looking like right now, and again, this isn't final yet, that we could have a phase one open at some point in March, whereas the phase two would not be done until October.
And phase one of the project includes a central plaza with a walkway leading to the beach, shade structures, public lawn areas, a playground, and a pedestrian bridge. So that sounds pretty cool there. Also, for the fourth time in the last decade, a Pensacola family having to deal with a car crashing into their home. It happened Tuesday at a home at the corner of Fairfield Drive and 12th Avenue. The homeowner, Patsy Taylor, talked to Channel 3.
Right after the first of the year, we had our six-month-old great-grandson here. He played on the floor in that family room. If he had been in that floor play, he'd have been killed.
And she says despite repeated attempts to have the city of Pensacola install and improve safety measures in the area, very little has been done. A city spokesman says the design for guardrails at the intersection was approved in December, and funding will hopefully be approved at next week's city council meeting. I would imagine that there would be added incentive for that to be the case.
Mm-hmm.
6:18, we'll take a break there. State and national headlines when we return on Pensacola Right Now.
Hobbies can be fun and expensive. How about a hobby that's fun and could make you money? Find out tomorrow morning at 10 with Emerald Coast Coins. Hear about precious metals and metal detectors as a great hobby. For nearly 20 years, Emerald Coast Coins has been one of the top-rated businesses in Northwest Florida to buy and sell gold, silver, and the best metal detectors to find treasure. Get more information about this tomorrow morning on the Pensacola Expert Panel.
The Pensacola Expert Panel, 9 to 11 weekdays on News Radio 92.3 AM 1620.
Roxanne Watson is on a mission.
Hello, how are you doing today?
She wants more people to register as organ, eye, and tissue donors.
Are you an organ donor?
Yes, I am.
Yay!
My goal is to sign up the most people in the United States.
What drives her? Roxanne's own life was saved through the gift of a heart transplant, made possible by an organ donor.
I decided that day that I was going to devote myself to the cause of organ donation and signing people up and honoring my donor by doing that.
Now she's back to health, and she's a powerful force helping to save lives every day through her work. Imagine what you can make possible by leaving behind the gift of life.
8 people can be helped with the major organs, and up to 50 people can be helped with a little bit of everything. And when you think about it that way, that you could help that many people, it's amazing. It really is.
Learn more and sign up as an organ, eye, and tissue donor. Go to organdonor.gov. A message from the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, Health Resources and Services Administration.
No word in the English language is less convincing than probably.
Are you sure we should get matching tattoos on our first date?
Sure. We'll probably stay together.
Probably? It's been 23 minutes since I ate. I can probably swim.
You should wait 30 minutes.
Okay, now tell me what to do. Cannonball! Cramp! Oh, I have a cramp. I can probably hit the green from here.
Probably.
Can I get a mulligan?
Ready to go?
Hey, are you sure you're okay to drive?
Yeah, I'm pretty sober. Yeah, I'm probably okay.
Probably okay isn't okay, especially when it comes to drinking and driving. If you're drinking, call a cab, a car, or a friend. Buzzed driving is drunk driving. A message brought to you by NHTSA and the Ad Council.
The life of every child is precious beyond measure. If you care for a child with a disability and have limited income and resources, help is available. Children with a physical or mental disability or who are blind may qualify for monthly cash payments through the Supplemental Security Income Program, or SSI. The program provides help to meet basic needs for food, clothing, or a place to live, and disability-related needs. It's money that can make a meaningful difference. If you're the parent or caregiver of a child or teenager you think may be eligible, call Social Security at 1-800-772-1213 or visit ssa.gov/ssikids to learn how to apply today. That's ssa.gov/ssikids. It's real help for the children. Message produced by Social Security at U.S. taxpayer expense.
Are you a fan of all things Florida? Then the Fresh from Florida Club should be on your menu. Search and save your favorite recipes, create custom menus, and get all your cooking questions answered by me, Florida's culinary ambassador, Chef Justin, for free. It's easy to sign up, and best of all, you'll be supporting Florida's farmers, ranchers, and fishermen. Join today at freshfromflorida.com. A message from the Florida Department of Agriculture and Consumer Services, the Florida Association of Broadcasters, and this station.
Hello, this is Mary with Howard Young Flooring. Shopping for flooring can be a little overwhelming. At Howard Young Flooring, we are here to help you any way we can and answer any questions you may have so that you can make knowledgeable decisions. We understand the importance of each and every customer and would like to thank you for allowing us into your homes. For those we have not met, we hope to see you soon. Visit us today at 4333 Avalon Boulevard in Milton. We look forward to covering your future.
Did you receive a call or message that mentioned Social Security and demanded immediate action? Did the caller know your Social Security number or other personal information and tell you that your Social Security number had been used in connection with the crime? Did you feel worried that your Social Security number might be suspended, your bank account might be frozen or seized, or you could be arrested? That is not the Social Security Administration. Social Security will not threaten you, demand your personal information, or instant payment. Email or text you pictures or documents, or use a real government official's name to gain your trust. Social Security does not accept payments by gift card, prepaid debit card, internet currency, or by mailing cash. Criminals use these forms of payment because they are hard to trace. Do not be fooled. Hang up. Ignore them. Report this criminal activity to the Social Security Administration Office of the Inspector General at oig.ssa.gov.
Produced at U.S. taxpayer expense.
Here are the News Radio 92.3 AM 1620 contest rules. You can win one prize per household per contest in any 30-day period, unless specified by individual contest rules. All prizes on News Radio 92.3 AM 1620 are non-transferable, non-redeemable for cash, or exchangeable for any other prize. News Radio 92.3 AM 1620 prizes must be redeemed within a 30-day period of winning. For a complete list of rules, visit newsradio923.com.
All the big national news in a conversation with Markley, Van Camp, and Robbins from 11 till 2 on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
Melinda was mine till the time that I found her holding Jim.
Pensacola right now on News Radio 92.3, exactly 6:25 on the nose. Look at me go. We're going to get another quick check of the roads and weather here. We did have a couple of accident reports worth touching on, starting with Pine Forest Road. If you're traveling northbound towards Wild Lake Boulevard, that is right behind, or not right behind, but that is just south of where Pine Forest crosses paths with I-10. If you are traveling northbound towards that direction, we've got some heavy congestion still going on because of an accident report there. Also, we've got some on Navarre Parkway if you're traveling westbound towards the Highway 87 area as well. Outside of that, though, there does not appear to be anything that's going to be holding you up for particularly long.
The weather tonight is cooling back down again a little bit, where overnight lows will be down in the 30s. We're going to start to see more cloud cover during the day on Thursday. High temperatures, mainly upper 50s. All right, now ahead to the weekend. This is where things change. We've got a good chance for rain. At this point, it looks like the rain is going to be Saturday night into Sunday morning. Also look for windy weather as that rain moves through. I'm Chief Meteorologist Alan Strum with your WEAR News weather forecast.
All right, thank you very much. It is 6:26. You're listening to Pensacola Right Now with Joe and Austin. What's happening around the state of Florida today? Anything major?
Well, Disney's lawsuit against Florida Governor Ron DeSantis is being tossed out by a federal judge. The media giant had sued DeSantis and the Secretary of Florida's Commerce Department, alleging retaliation for the company publicly speaking out against the state's parental rights and education law. The judge ruled that Disney lacked legal standing to sue the governor, and the company's claims fail on merit. Disney says it plans to press forward with the case.
Also today, Miami Beach leaders are considering 13 measures proactively in an attempt to prevent alcohol-fueled violence and overcrowding during spring break.
Whether people get shot in the head on video on Ocean Drive should not be a threshold of whether our spring break season was successful or not. Our barometer for success is if our residents and our visitors can have a civilized time while we're still maintaining a fun and festive atmosphere.
A Miami Beach's police chief says there will be a new beach access policy during spring break that will not allow people access to the beach after 6 p.m. Those that are already on the beach will not be removed. In 2023, during spring break season, there were 488 arrests in Miami Beach.
And Florida lawmakers are advancing a bill that would allow state residents to kill bears on their property without a permit. The so-called Self-Defense Act cleared the House Infrastructure Strategies Committee on Tuesday. It would allow the use of lethal force against a bear without a permit if people feel it is necessary to protect themselves, their pets, or their property.
Not all heroes wear capes, Austin.
Okay.
Hence, a Pasco County school bus driver is off the job because he's misunderstood. Well, not really, because he was brake checking in an effort to teach his students a lesson about bad behavior.
Parents told officials the driver turned the bus into a yellow school of hard knocks, with some kids getting slammed into the back of seats or even into the emergency exit equipment. Injuries included bumps and bruises. The Pasco School District says it couldn't find any evidence of the complaints on surveillance video, but the driver has resigned. Chris Trankman, Tampa.
I find it interesting, though, that the district said, hey, we reviewed the surveillance video from the bus and we didn't really see anything. Like,
right.
I mean, I feel like it would be pretty obvious if it was there, but I don't know. That's interesting.
Well, and that's the thing. If he resigned, that tells me it's like that is an admission of guilt. If you knew that you if you knew that you didn't do it and you knew that the camera footage would prove that, why would you say, that's OK, I'll leave?
Like, I mean, he was already fed up, right?
Yeah.
So, does he really care about this job enough to fight this that hardcore? I don't know.
Florida's helping Jewish schools add more security protections. Governor Ron DeSantis announced yesterday that the state is distributing $25 million to over 100 Jewish day schools to increase safety and security measures. He says the funding will give Florida's Jewish day schools the tools they need to continue to keep their students safe during a time of increased anti-Semitism. Almost 6:30 here, Fox News update coming up, followed by CBS Sports Minute. We'll get a quick rundown of our top three stories again. The Israeli military is flooding tunnels under Gaza with large amounts of water. My volume is down. Hold on a moment. Oh, goodness. And I think I'm fit to lead. Anyway, the Israeli military is flooding tunnels under Gaza with large amounts of water, and the effort aims to keep Hamas from using the estimated 350 miles of tunnels they've built. Also, top leaders of social media companies are facing a grilling on Capitol Hill today, and even got Mark Zuckerberg, to apologize to parents. And the White House is identifying the group responsible for the attack in Jordan that killed 3 American troops, and Biden is plotting a response. We'll be right back with national headlines and sports on Pensacola Right Now, News Radio 92.3.
News, I'm Tom Graham. CEOs of social media companies face criticism during a Senate hearing today. They're accused of not doing enough to protect children and teens online.
Meta CEO Mark Zuckerberg and Snap CEO Evan Spiegel apologized to the families in the room who say their kids were hurt or even worse, lost their lives because of social media. But neither of the executives squarely took responsibility.
Fox Business Network's Grady Trimble on Capitol Hill. Former President Donald Trump.
Trump met with Teamster leaders today in Washington as he tries to pick up a key endorsement from the massive union.
And I think we had a very productive meeting. Stranger things have happened. Usually a Republican wouldn't get that endorsement.
President Biden recently received the backing of the United Auto Workers Union. America is listening to Fox News.
I'm Jim Chesko with Your Money Now. U.S. officials are again sounding the alarm about China's cyber capabilities. At a House panel hearing today, FBI Director Christopher Wray warned that Chinese hackers are preparing to wreak havoc and cause real-world harm to the U.S. He said China's government-backed hackers would likely target things like water treatment plants, electrical infrastructure, and oil and natural gas pipelines. Reporting after today's close, Qualcomm posted fiscal first-quarter results that topped expectations on both the top and bottom lines, bolstered by a 16% jump in sales of handset chips. The company's revenue forecast for the current quarter was about in line with analyst estimates, but shares of Qualcomm are fractionally lower in after-hours trading. Signals from the Federal Reserve that interest rate cuts likely won't begin when the central bank meets again in March sparked a sell-off on Wall Street today. The Dow Industrials down 317 points. The S&P 500 slid 79. The tech-heavy NASDAQ composite tumbled 345. That's Your Money Now.
As a business owner, you have a lot on your plate, from managing staff, growing your business, training new hires, and more. With so much going on, you need Avalon. As an IRS-certified PEO, Avalon HR can help. From running your payrolls, remitting state and federal taxes, helping with COVID employee retention credits, workers' compensation insurance, employee benefits, and their HR expertise. Avalon HR lets you focus on your core business while we handle the rest. Avalon HR, employing made easy.
This is Zach Gelb with the CBS Sports Minute. Mike McCarthy enters the final year of his contract in Dallas. Jerry Jones yesterday admitted that there's no doubt in his mind that he and Bill Belichick could work well together. Do I need to say more? It's so obvious that the Cowboys will once again crumble in the postseason next year, and it feels like Jerry's already rolling out the red carpet for the hoodie. The only thing that doesn't make sense is why would Jerry just not get rid of McCarthy now and start the Belichick era in Dallas tomorrow? I'm Zach Gelb.
Texting enrolls you in recurring automated marketing text messages. Consent are required to purchase. Message and data rates may apply.
The team's looking good this season.
I think so. Man, I miss playing football. Being young with unlimited energy to burn ever since I turned 40. I just can't find that fire I used to have.
Think it could be lower testosterone?
What do you mean?
All guys lose their edge when they turn 40. The body has less testosterone. That's why I take Nugenix Total T.
I've heard about Nugenix. That really works?
Since I started taking Nugenix, I'm lifting like when we played for Coach Carter. I feel more energized at work. It's even spiced up things between me and the missus.
Are they still giving out complimentary bottles for people to try?
Yep, send a text. It's that easy.
Text JUDGE to 42424. Right now for your complimentary bottle of Nugenix Total T. It's the number one selling testosterone boosting brand at GNC and Walmart. Do it now and they'll also send you a bottle of Nugenix Thermo X, their newest, most powerful fat burner ever, absolutely free. Text JUDGE to 42424. That's JUDGE to 42424.
These statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Roxanne Watson is on a mission.
Hello, how are you doing today?
She wants more people to register as organ, eye, and tissue donors.
Are you an organ donor?
Yes, I am.
Yay!
My goal is to sign up the most people in the United States.
What drives her? Roxanne's own life was saved through the gift of a heart transplant, made possible by an organ donor.
I decided that day that I was going to devote myself to the cause of organ donation and signing people up and honoring my donor by doing that.
Now she's back to health, and she's a powerful force helping to save lives every day through her work. Imagine what you can make possible by leaving behind the gift of life.
8 people can be helped with the major organs, and up to 50 people can be helped with a little bit of everything. And when you think about it that way, that you could help that many people, it's amazing. It really is.
Learn more and sign up as an organ, eye, and tissue donor. Go to organdonor.gov. A message from the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, Health Resources and Services Administration. Chris Domine is a husband and a father. Chris is an athlete. Chris is even an Iron Man. But 10 years ago, Chris was facing a very different story because his kidneys were failing.
Basically, the doctor said, if you don't get a kidney transplant and if you don't do dialysis, you are going to die.
Fortunately, Chris received a second chance at life, made possible by an organ donor.
you know, your well-being changes from loss of hope to better times ahead.
More than 100 million people in America are registered organ, eye, and tissue donors. People of every age and ethnicity, because they believe it's the right thing to do. Imagine what you can make possible by leaving behind the gift of life. Learn more and sign up as an organ, eye, and tissue donor. Go to organdonor.gov. A message from the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, Health Resources and Services Administration.
News Radio Pensacola. Your home for informative, local, and dependable news and talk. Start your mornings off with the award-winning Pensacola Morning News with Andrew McKay, followed by the Pensacola Expert Panel with Jake. Then, get informed and laugh from 11 till 2 with Markley, Van Camp, and Robbins, followed by the Guy Benson Show. Your afternoon drive is anchored by Pensacola Right Now with Joe and Austin, followed by Dave Ramsey. It's News Radio Pensacola, heard on 92.3, 95.3, and AM 1620.
Pensacola Right Now on News Radio 92.3, a little bit past 6:35 here. We'll get another quick check of the roads and weather. Hasn't been much to report on this hour. We do have a couple of accident reports that are still giving us some trouble, though. Well, really only one. We had an accident report on Navarre Parkway if you were traveling westbound towards Highway 87, but that appears to have died down just about completely. So the only spot where you're going to have some issues is if you're traveling northbound on Pine Forest Road towards the I-10 area. We've got some issues there. It's right before you get to Wild Lake Boulevard. There's an accident report that's causing a lot of backup still in that vicinity. But unless you are over there, there should not be anything holding you up for particularly long.
All right, taking a look at the weather forecast here overnight tonight. A bit chilly again. 39 right now. We're at about 56 or so. Tomorrow, partly cloudy. High should be in the low 60s, but who knows, because today we kind of blew past our forecasted high, 45, mostly cloudy overnight on Thursday night. 6:38, listening to Pensacola Right Now. National headlines, right?
Yes.
All right, let's start there. FBI Director Christopher Wray is warning that Chinese hackers are preparing to unleash havoc on Americans.
PRC hackers are targeting our critical infrastructure, our water treatment plants, our electrical grid, our oil and natural gas pipelines, our transportation systems.
And sounding the alarm about Chinese efforts to target critical infrastructure, including water treatment, electricity, and natural gas pipelines, Wray also accuses the Chinese of stealing American innovation, along with huge amounts of corporate and personal data.
And more video footage of the beating of Tyree Nichols at the hands of Memphis police has been released. The city of Memphis released the video on its website. There are several hours of video from angles including traffic, neighborhood, and business cameras, as well as additional officer body cam and dash cam footage. Five officers were charged with Nichols' murder. One of the officers took a deal after pleading guilty.
There is growing outrage in New York City after a group of reported immigrants were released from jail with no bond after attacking two NYPD officers in Times Square.
You want to know why our cops are getting assaulted? There's no consequences. And we must change this. And End of story.
So far, at least five people were arrested for that incident that was caught on camera outside of a migrant shelter. The cops were kicked and punched when they went to break up a fight involving seven to eight people.
My goodness. And House Republicans have now voted to advance their impeachment articles against Homeland Security Secretary Alejandro Mayorkas, paving the way for a vote by the full House of Representatives that could come as soon as next week. A Republican, Mark Green of Tennessee, among others, accuses Mayorkas of willfully and systematically refusing to comply with federal immigration laws.
The U.S. Department of Education has announced even more delays in the federal student aid program known as the FAFSA. Here's Rocio Rivera.
The free application for federal student aid normally opens up for students to apply by October 1st, but this year it didn't launch until December 30th due to an application redesign. That means schools won't be receiving student data until late January, which could impact where students decide to go to college. Timelines for Georgia colleges to send out financial aid offers will also take longer because of the delay. The Education Department says they will begin transmitting batches of FAFSA info to colleges in the first half of March. Some schools have said they will push back their deadlines for FAFSA applications in order to help with timing. I'm Rosia Rivera.
And House Speaker Mike Johnson is making his first floor speech as Speaker, going after President Biden and the catastrophe on the southern border.
Since President Biden and Alejandro Mayorkas assumed office, there have been more than 7 million encounters with illegal aliens just at our southern border alone.
Johnson accused the Biden administration of trying to shift blame for the border crisis to Congress. Johnson said that Biden has the authority to significantly reduce the record number of border crossings and shut down the border without action from Congress. Let's see, 6:41 here. Moving on to some sports headlines. Some televised games tonight. Starting with the NBA, we've got Suns at Nets. That's at 7:30 on ABC. And that's going to be followed by Bucks at Trailblazers at 9 on ESPN. So two pretty high-profile games there. Also, we got Kings at Predators. That game should have just gotten underway moments ago. NHL game on TNT. That was supposed to start at 6:30 or so. We also got some ranked men's basketball games tonight. We've got Florida visiting number 10 Kentucky. That's going to be at 7 on ESPN. And Vanderbilt at number 16 Auburn. That's going to be at 8 o'clock on ESPN2. We also have an FS1 doubleheader. Providence at number 1 UConn, the defending champs there. That's at 7:30, followed by Boise State at number 19 New Mexico at 9:30.
All right. NFL news. The Seahawks are hiring Mike McDonald as their next head coach. He is the defensive coordinator for the Ravens this year. With the move, he'll now be the youngest head coach in the NFL at 36 years young. So Sean McVay has had that title for the last few years. Gerard Mayo had it for about a week and a half, and now it'll be McDonald. So definitely a youth movement, which, you know, I can kind of understand because, you know, I think with just kind of the way that athletes are in this era of social media and just everything like that, I think maybe teams are kind of going for leaders, yes, but people that they can identify with and they can relate to. And ultimately, you have to be a leader of men. That's ultimately job number one of a head coach. You got to be a teacher too. But having somebody that's relatable is in the market these days in the NFL. So good stuff there. Baltimore Orioles are about to be sold. The Angelos family is selling the team to a pair of private equity billionaires, and the transaction values the franchise at about $1.7 billion. Rooting for the Baltimore Orioles to do well. You know, they were surprised this year. I don't remember if they won the division. I remember they went to the wild card round, but
yeah, because they were what? They finished with like the second best record in the AL or something.
Yeah, it was a big surprise. They have really good young talent. Obviously, haven't had any stars since Cal Ripken was manning third base. This is an awesome move. I hope that it translates to success long-term. They have good young players, a couple of heritage guys like Jackson Holliday, Matt Holliday's son. I forget the guy who kind of lit it up. Adley Rushman, I think, was his name last year. But Orioles, very good. The stadium is beautiful right in downtown Baltimore. So I want to see that franchise do well. Health, business, and science notes, we'll get to those right after traffic and weather.
Alrighty, so once again, we've only had really one thing to keep track on, keep track of on the roads, and that's an accident report we got on Pine Forest Road earlier. It's still causing some pretty heavy backups if you're traveling northbound towards Wild Lake Boulevard. That's right by I-10, where Pine Forest and I-10 cross paths there. So if you're traveling northbound on Pine Forest towards that area, just be on the lookout for that.
All right, and Alan Strum has the update on the forecast.
Cloudy skies through tonight, and there's a high chance for showers and thunderstorms in the area. In fact, over the next several days, we've got a high chance for rain right on through Saturday. As far as temperatures go, overnight lows in the 60s. Highs will mainly run between about 70 and 75 degrees for the next several days. It's over the weekend and into Sunday that cooler air moves in. I'm Chief Meteorologist Alan Strom with your WEAR News weather forecast.
All right, thank you very much. 6:45. Health, Business, and Science notes today. The big story there involves the interest rates, with the Federal Reserve meeting and deciding to keep them where they're at.
My colleagues and I remain squarely focused on our dual mandate to promote maximum employment and stable prices for the American people. The economy has made good progress toward our dual mandate objectives.
The decision delays any rate cuts to later in the year. The Fed will meet again in March.
And the CDC is warning of a syphilis resurgence nationwide, with the highest number of cases since 1950. The CDC says that more than 207,000 syphilis cases were reported in the U.S. in 2022. That's an 80% increase since 2018, which continues a decades-long trend. Black people and Native Americans are the most impacted groups.
Music from many of the biggest artists will no longer be available to use on TikTok. Universal Music Group, which owns labels that represent the likes of Taylor Swift, Ariana Grande, Rihanna, say in a statement that it's not renewing its licensing agreement with the social media app, and that agreement expires today. So I guess get all your Taylor Swift music TikToks in.
I'll be sure to do that. Thank you.
Yes.
And the presence of screens in everyday life puts people at a higher risk of eye problems, and it's costing Americans billions of dollars a year. Almost 70% of people working office jobs spend upward of 7 hours a day watching screens, according to a new report by the Deloitte Economics Institute. Symptoms of excessive screen time are costing the U.S. $73 billion per year. Digital eye strain causes symptoms like neck and back pain, blurred vision, and headaches.
And some pop culture notes today. Noted country music star Margo Smith has died. Smith had a string of country hits in the 70s, including back-to-back number one hits Don't Break the Heart That Loves You and It Only Hurts for a Little While. She was also known for her yodeling and was called the Tennessee Yodeler. She was 84.
And William Hung, who went viral for his infamous American Idol audition all the way back in 2004, is going to work for the Los Angeles County Sheriff's Department. Hung is now 41 years old, and he's going to work as a crime analyst. He had the job several years ago. I want to say I had heard about that. But he left it for a career as a professional poker player. While he was doing that, it led to a serious gambling addiction that had cost him his marriage and other elements of his life. So now he's back at the crime analyst position, and hopefully, Joe, you and I were talking about this, hopefully it kind of turns his life around a bit.
Yeah.
It sounds like he's been humbled by stuff recently, so good for him.
Sure, yeah, and also I think he's also dabbles as a motivational speaker as well, so maybe
that's good.
Because of his,
His struggles
there. Also, Billy Joel releasing his first new song in 16 years. He'll do that Thursday. It's called Turn the Lights Back On. It's his first new single since 2007's All My Life. He first teased a new release during one of his residency shows at Madison Square Garden last month. We'll take a break right there. Got some wacky stories and good news to finish up a Wednesday edition of the program that comes your way next.
Each Sunday at 7:30 a.m., the Bible Baptist Bookstore of Pensacola, Florida, brings you Theological Seminar with teacher Peter S. Ruckman, founder and president of the Pensacola Bible Institute. He will teach you what the Bible says about the subject, not merely what it is presumed to teach.
Tune in this Sunday at 7:30 a.m. for Theological Seminar with Dr. Peter S. Ruckman, brought to you by Bible Baptist Bookstore on News Radio 92.3 AM 1620.
Did you receive a call or message that mentioned Social Security and demanded immediate action? Did the caller know your Social Security number or other personal information and tell you that your Social Security number had been used in connection with the crime? Did you feel worried that your Social Security number might be suspended, your bank account might be frozen or seized, or you could be arrested? That is not the Social Security Administration. Social Security will not threaten you, demand your personal information, or instant payment. Email or text you pictures or documents, or use a real government official's name to gain your trust. Social Security does not accept payments by gift card, prepaid debit card, internet currency, or by mailing cash. Criminals use these forms of payment because they are hard to trace. Do not be fooled. Hang up. Ignore them. Report this criminal activity to the Social Security Administration Office of the Inspector General at oig.ssa.gov.
Produced at U.S. taxpayer expense.
My husband, Alex Hussey, was hit by an IED in Afghanistan.
I was point man on foot patrol, and I stopped on the bomb.
lost the legs and left hand in the explosion.
And he suffered a severe traumatic brain injury.
As America's veterans face challenges, DAV is there.
There are so many mountains to climb, and we do it together.
With the right support, more veterans can reach victories great and small.
Seeing Alex learning how to snow ski, that's life-changing.
DAV provides a lifetime of support to veterans of every generation, helping more than a million veterans each year.
Alex did it. He skied down this mountain. That's something he won't forget.
With the right support, there are no limits.
To see him on that slope and smiling like that, we'll be taking this home.
This has meant so much. Thank you, DAV.
Alex Hussey, thank you for your service. Support more victories for veterans. Go to DAV.org.
Roxanne Watson is on a mission.
Hello, how are you doing today?
She wants more people to register as organ, eye, and tissue donors.
Are you an organ donor?
Yes, I am.
Yay!
My goal is to sign up the most people in the United States.
What drives her? Roxanne's own life was saved through the gift of a heart transplant, made possible by an organ donor.
I decided that day that I was going to devote myself to the cause of organ donation and signing people up and honoring my donor by doing that.
Now she's back to health, and she's a powerful force helping to save lives every day through her work. Imagine what you can make possible by leaving behind the gift of life.
8 people can be helped with the major organs, and up to 50 people can be helped with a little bit of everything. And when you think about it that way, that you could help that many people, it's amazing. It really is.
Learn more and sign up as an organ, eye, and tissue donor. Go to organdonor.gov. A message from the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, Health Resources and Services Administration.
Children, senior citizens, and families right here in Northwest Florida are hungry. And for more than 40 years, Manna Food Bank has provided food assistance to neighbors in need. Manna distributes healthy groceries through its emergency food assistance pantry, plus 17 food security programs with 22 community partners. For more information, please visit mannahelps.org or call 850-432-2053. Manna, moving our neighbors in need from hunger to hope.
News Radio Pensacola on 92.3, 95.3 and AM 1620. Informative, local, dependable.
Pensacola right now on News Radio 92.3. Just a little bit early to this last traffic and weather update of both the hour and this evening, but it's okay. We'll keep it brief. There's only one spot you have to worry about. It's Pine Forest Road if you're traveling northbound towards Wild Lake Boulevard. That's near I-10. If you're traveling northbound on Pine Forest towards that area, we've got some pretty noteworthy backups still. Outside of that, though, there does not appear to be anything that's going to be holding you up for too long.
The weather tonight is cooling back down again a little bit, where overnight lows will be down in the 30s. We're going to start to see more cloud cover during the day on Thursday. High temperatures, mainly upper 50s. All right, now ahead to the weekend. This is where things change. We've got a good chance for rain. At this point, it looks like the rain is going to be Saturday night into Sunday morning. Also look for windy weather as that rain moves through. I'm Chief Meteorologist Alan Strum with your WEAR News weather forecast.
All right, thank you very much, Alan. 39 tonight for a low. Right now we're sitting at about 56 degrees, partly cloudy tomorrow, and a high of around 60. So that's a look at what's coming up there. Wacky stories today. This woman will be hearing you only had one job for a while, if not for the rest of her life, from some of her friends. Mary Dawson took to TikTok to show the results of a proposal video of her two friends. The video features her friend and the now fiancé as he's holding her hand in a backyard with a string of lights behind them. Suddenly, the camera pans over to a raccoon in the woods that apparently got the videographer's attention. By the time she pans the camera back to the couple, the proposal's already happened, and the two are happily hugging. A social media split on whether Dawson's a bad friend or not, but she says the bride-to-be wasn't mad So I guess that's a silver lining and speaks a lot about the bride-to-be there, because
yeah.
I would imagine most bride-to-bes in that scenario would be pretty furious for a while.
Well, especially if you cared enough to say, hey, film this. I want to remember this.
Yes.
And yeah, you can't do that, right? Just hold the camera in one direction. It's not that difficult. A 39-year-old woman in Colorado named Crystal Gable just found out that she's running for president. And she's not happy about it. She didn't plan to run, and nor does she want to. But she'll be on the ballot in Minnesota's primary anyway, running as the Legal Marijuana Now Party candidate. How did this happen, you may ask? Well, she is a marijuana activist, and she has run for political office before. But it happened because she used to be in the party's Facebook group, and they nominated her without her permission. They thought that she would be cool with it, and she only found out because she has a Google alert set up for her own name. How you do that is beyond us. But Minnesota's primary is March 5th, and it's too late to have her name removed now. So she's actively telling people not to vote for her, a sentiment that, Joe, you disagree with.
Yes, I do. I think that this should serve as a springboard for future endeavors that she has personally, professionally, or otherwise. So I would embrace this. I would recommend this. I would say, yes, let's stuff the ballot box for this individual. If nothing else, because it's hilarious that it happened.
Right. Pizza Hut in Canada put up a sign to announce that they were only open for takeout and delivery, and it had a very unfortunate typo. It said, see if you can catch the typo here. Due to unforeseen circumcisions, the dining room will be closed this evening. Assuming that there wasn't a typo, that would be very fair play from Pizza Hut. I wouldn't want to be around that.
Yes.
But Pizza Hut luckily had a sense of humor about it, apologized and put a new sign up, and hyped a new $5 promotion with, quote, no tip required. Very, very,
very clever.
Yes, yes, absolutely.
Let's see what else we got here. Austin, if you want to get him upset, just to tell him about this here. Western Oregon University says they're abandoning failing letter grades, citing a GPA fixation that negatively impacts students. They say that they'll replace DNF grades with no credit to discourage undergrads from dropping out. Students would need to repeat the course and demonstrate proficiency, but the school says the grade of NC will not negatively impact student GPAs. So I guess you can still get your A, Bs, and Cs. And so you're basically, if you go to this college, you're guaranteed at least a minimum GPA if you get all C's.
Yeah. You're guaranteed an adequate GPA.
I don't know what a minimum would it be, 2.8 something, if like you got all C's.
I'll say this though. It says we don't want to have undergrads dropping out because they get D's and F's.
They get fixated on the GPA and they feel like a failure. Well, yes, because they're failing.
Yeah, well, and it's like, we're just going to give you no credit. We're going to call it that because we think you're stupid enough that your brain's going to convince itself I'm smart by seeing NC instead of D or F. That is ridiculous. And I only say that because I'm a scholar and I never failed a class. So I feel like I put in too much of a grind to be slept on
right,
like that.
Right there with you.
A newspaper delivery guy in St. Petersburg, Florida, saved a 75-year-old woman's life this month. He was dropping her off a copy of the Tampa Bay Times at 3 a.m. when he saw that her front deck was on fire and woke her up. He then grabbed a hose, put the fire out, and luckily everyone is all right.
Also, a woman in Arizona named Jolie Sanders recently tried to donate a kidney to her brother Frank. Unfortunately, she wasn't a match, but it made her realize what a big impact one of her healthy kidneys could make on somebody's life, so she decided to donate it to whoever was a match. Well, that ended up being a guy in Chicago named Tony Gonzalez. Well, as it turns out, Tony's wife Tracy was a match for Jolie's husband, so she decided to donate too. Both men got the new kidneys they needed, and they just recently had a very emotional video chat, got to meet each other. That's awesome. That's well done there.
That is
cool. Same time, same place tomorrow. Pensacola Right Now.